phoenixradio.com.au on the Louis and Jesse Show.
Jesse and Louis Show.
Nah, be quiet. Today we have on the line Lisa Anderson, whose son is 15 and is currently involved in Clive Featherboy's Monster Truck Promotions Australia, which is a stunt entertainment show. It's literally awesome. He's 15 years old, stuntman. Lisa's on the line. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
That's okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So, Lisa, your son has autism. Is that correct?
Yeah, Ryan was diagnosed when he was about 7 with what they class as nonverbal autism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically he was diagnosed. He couldn't communicate. He used to scream at us with what he wanted. He'd point and headbutt walls. He would, you know, bite and carry on because he didn't want to do things or he couldn't let us know what he was wanting.
And now that he's found this outlet for I feel like it's a really healthy sport and, he's found an outlet for his energy.
Yeah, he's fully verbal now. He does press interviews, like when we tour with the Monster Trucks. He does full press interviews. He does a lot of autism awareness. So everywhere we go, we like to invite other children with disabilities and children with autism to come along and meet Ryan and just see what Ryan's doing now. And I guess in a way it shows other parents that there's hope for their children.
Yeah. How long ago was the idea pitched to you about being a stuntman, and were you on board with it at first?
Well, it actually started. Ryan's dad used to do the wall of fire on a bonnet of a car. So we used to strap him down to the bonnet of a car, and they'd drive him through a wall of fire at the Monster Truck shows. And, Ryan decided that one day he was going to throw it at us that he could do it better on a dirt bike.
Ooh.
And we thought, all right, this is a bit full on, but we trained him and got him doing all of that sort of stuff. So he's done a lot of, he did a lot of training with the stunt, just with boards on the ground and setting the ground on fire first before he actually drove and rode through it. And he was a passenger in the car to see what it was like when they drove through the walls of fire, let alone when he was on a dirt bike to do it. We went to Gladstone when he was, it was actually on his 9th birthday. And he did his first ever wall of fire at the Gladstone show.
At 9 years old?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing.
And then we went to Gosford. And he went from doing one wall of fire to a triple wall of fire in Gosford, which had never been done before by anyone in Australia, let alone a kid.
Wow.
And then we flew over to Perth when he was 11, and we had the Krusty Demons and everything over there, and he did 5 walls of fire at 11.
Okay, so that's literally incredible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have the balls to do that. I value
couldn't
myself.
I couldn't do it. I can't watch him sometimes when he does things like that. I literally couldn't watch him.
So 5 walls of fire. Does he have any other incredible stunts that he's done?
Yeah. He's training in freestyle motocross now. It was a few weeks ago he pulled off a 65-foot gap. So the other ones he's doing at the moment are knack knack to no handle landers. So he basically does a stunt on the bike and then he'll land on the ramp with no hands.
Oh, and look, Mum, no hands.
Yeah, that's it.
has he ever crashed? Has he ever had any serious injuries?
Yeah, last year before Christmas, we actually had a pretty bad stack. He came off and had a rock go through his knee.
Ooh.
And had to get a heap of stitches in his knee. But that's been the only injury so far. So
did he? How was his bike? Was his bike okay?
Yeah, his bike was fine. He cracked the plastics on his bike, so he's a little bit devastated. He's very pedantic about his bike. His bike has to be perfect. You know, he'll ride for hours and hours, and then he's got to polish it for about 3 hours and clean it up. So
it sounds like There is a bit of danger involved, as I guess would be expected.
Oh, definitely. Any motorsport is dangerous.
Is it hard for
Ryan's
you to watch?
No, not anymore. He's got a very good crew around him when he's out there. He's got a crew of about 6 people that look after him.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's very, very, very well looked after.
That's good.
I've read that he has 2 bikes. Is that correct?
Yeah. We're about to sell one of them to get his new bike soon, though.
Ah, yeah. So is the second bike, like, just a backup?
No, it was actually his first bike that he ever rode, his first stunt bike.
Oh, it's got sentimental value.
It was a KTM 65. Yeah, oh, it has. It's got such sentimental value to it. But it's about $13,000 for the new bike that he needs for freestyle.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bit.
Of money.
Yeah, just a new car for mum. But no, we'll just go with a new dirt bike for Ryan.
You should set up a GoFundMe. I'd give money to that.
Yeah. Oh, we did a fundraiser to help him get his 85cc a few years ago, which was really good. The public were really great in helping him. So
that's really nice. At least people are getting behind him and supporting him.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They do it all the shows too. It's really good to see. Mm.
I've also read that Ryan spent some time behind the wheel of Outback Thunder.
Yes.
He
actually got his first drive in a monster truck when he was 8. that was Clive Featherby that took him for a drive for his birthday. And, in January, he actually got to drive the brand new Outback Thunder, which is that $300,000 monster truck.
$300,000. And at 15, is a 15-year-old eligible for their L plates?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, he's even driven more monster trucks than I have, and I've been working there for about 7 years.
I think he's driven more monster trucks than I ever will.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Oh, he loves to rub it in my face too.
I think that is a bit of bragging right there, though.
Dude, so much bragging rights.
That's amazing.
Mad props.
Yeah, they've got a big 540 big block supercharged Chevy engine in them, so they're pretty high powered.
So tell us a little bit about the competition that's coming up.
Okay, there's a competition running on the MX Superstore, and it's basically to win basically like a big sponsorship package so that they give them like things like wheels for their dirt bikes, they give them motocross gear, and they go around doing either their motocross or their freestyle stuff, and it's basically just sponsoring them with things that they're going to need, body armour, neck braces, all that sort of stuff, and it's actually given to them by the MX Superstore.
Little things that do definitely add up over time.
Oh yeah, like just the top end rebuild. It's about $200 for his bike, and you've got to do that after about every 10-15 hours that he rides.
Mm.
Yeah,
definitely expensive.
It's a bit expensive. One of the most expensive sports he could get into, but yeah.
Well, at least he is enjoying it though. So that is the good news.
Yeah,
he literally loves it. And, I mean, now he's at high school. He's actually doing mechanics and engineering and metalwork through school now, where just going to school years ago was an issue for him. He used to lock himself away so he didn't have to go to school or hide under the desks at school, you know, because he couldn't handle being there. It was too much for him. And now he's got more friends than he could ask for, you know. He's one of the popular kids at school.
Obviously, because he's a stuntman. That's, like, the coolest thing ever.
It's kind of awesome though. He knows where he wants to go, it seems, right now. I didn't know where I wanted to go. I'm still not sure.
Yeah, he's very dedicated. He wants to do a traineeship in mechanics from next year so that he can actually be able to rebuild and work on monster trucks full time.
Wow. That would be incredible.
Yeah, then that'd you can waive some of the maintenance costs.
Yes, that's it. So he spends a lot of his holidays up there learning about them and working on them. Or if he's not doing that, he's behind his handlebars riding his bike.
Oh, man. So sometime in the future, Ryan's planning on breaking a Guinness World Record.
Yes, it's called a Tunnel of Fire. It's actually where they have basically like a large, it's not a dome, it's like a square thing built, and it goes for over 396 feet. The last guy that did it, he actually burst through the walls. He was actually on fire. The whole roof collapsed on him, so he had to burst through the walls and they had to put the fire out. Well, Ryan's actually wanting to go and do over 400 feet.
What?
Okay.
That one for me, I'm sort of like, hold off, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
Might just want that little bit more
speed.
A bit more practice before trying that one out.
Yeah, there's a lot involved, you know, like you need the place to be able to do it. You need the crew behind you. So, yeah, that
one's probably also
one's
weather
a bit
as well.
Yes.
If it rains, that'd be easy.
Definitely. But it has to be a really calm day. It has to be no real heavy duty wind. You need a really good area to be able to pull it off. So,
yeah. So, We can still vote for Ryan in that sponsorship competition. Is that correct? Is voting?
Yeah, it's up until the 30th. It's available till. So and he's actually got a picture of himself up there going through the wall of fire. So, and he's got a Facebook page that he's got the link up on there as well.
Hmm. Wow.
All right, incredible. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on to talk to us today. It's been incredible.
That's okay.
It has.
Awesome. This is like the coolest thing that I'll hear about for a long time.
Yeah, it's a dream come true for him, I guess. He really enjoys it.
And that's something to say. We were actually talking about homemade submarines earlier, so that's just a bit of a contrast for you. All right,
yeah, he thoroughly enjoys himself, and he gets to travel all around Australia as well. So,
living the dream.
Living the dream.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Okay, that was Lisa Anderson talking about her son Ryan, who is 15, was diagnosed with autism at a young age, but hasn't let it hold him back. Literally an incredible story. You're listening to Brisbane Youth Radio, 1197 AM, and digital radio, and phoenixradio.com.au.
Here with the Jesse and Louis show.
No, the Louis and Jesse show.